Amen. I hope you enjoyed that worship today. I pray it blessed you and touched you right where you're at. And, you know, I believe there is no time and space with God. He can touch us wherever we're at, and the Holy Spirit moves. And I pray that you were blessed today by it. And I'm so honored today that you would join us through live stream and through Facebook Live here in this worship experience. And I'm excited to preach today, and I'm ready to go. And I just knew that God has something for us today in this place. And right where you're watching, you know, we're starting a new series here at City Church entitled Friend of Sinners. You know, we believe that Jesus is a friend of sinners. I believe from the scripture that God's love is unconditional. His eyes see past what we see. His grace is amazing, and his mercy is new every morning. There's something about the love of God. There's something about the power of Jesus that he sees us right where we're at, but then he also sees what we can be. And through that grace and through his reach, he pulls us, he leads us, he guides us into something more. So no matter where you're at in your faith today, no matter what you're facing today or feeling today about yourself or about life or situations, please know that God is, I believe, for you, and that he's a friend of sinners, that he's reaching for you, and he can do something with our lives. So I want to preach a message today entitled Broken Pieces. Because I believe all of us have broken pieces in our lives, and yet Jesus can do something with them that we can't do by ourselves. And so I believe this is going to bless you today. Father, I thank you today again so much for what you're doing. I thank you as we've prayed for our nation and for the nations of the world. I pray that you would touch us today, right now, in this moment. Lord, as we've worshiped, as we've given online, and now as we hear your word, I pray that we'd receive today from you, that we would lay down any resistance, set aside the distractions, and our hearts would be open to you today. And we say yes and amen in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read a story to you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. I want to read the last line of verse 18. And then I want to read verse 21, 22, and 23. Jesus is talking to the people, as he did so often, in a form of a story. He's relaying, I believe, in the story, his heart, how he sees you, how he sees me, how he sees the people of the world. It's also a story of revealing his heart, I believe, for every church, how he wants churches full of people. But as we're going to see today in this message, what kind of people? What are the people that he is looking for? We're going to see that today. So in the story, Jesus talks about a gentleman who prepared a great banquet, a great feast. And he invited people initially. And the Bible says in verse 18, at the very end, it says, but they all began making excuses. If I read the whole story, you know, one made an excuse because he just got married. One made an excuse because he had cattle. And one made an excuse because he had a home. So it was relationships. It was money. It was business and so forth that they made these excuses. So he tells the story of this man being, he was enraged. And then in verse 21, Jesus says this in the story. The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was furious and said, go quickly, notice this, into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. After the servant had done this, he reported there was still more room. So his master said, go into the country lanes and behind the hedges, and urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full. When you think of broken pieces, I think of you and me. I think of stained glass that has different pieces of glass in different shapes and sizes coming together. And when light hits it, it gives us this beautiful picture of something that is special. It's something that is not normal. When you think of broken pieces, I think of you and me, that at various points of our life, whether we're a Christ follower or not, in truth, in either position, and as we move forward in our faith, the truth is there are points in our life where we have broken pieces. And so what is the posture of God? How is God's posture towards you and me? How does he see us? You know, some think of God as aloof. Others think of God as maybe with his back turned, you know, toward the world. Even today with the pandemic of the world right now, his back is turned toward us. And there's no way God is really looking toward us, because if he was, this wouldn't be happening. Other people have this idea of a mean God, an angry God, and who knows what else. But I believe from Scripture and through the life of Jesus and how he modeled, I believe, the love of God, the posture of God is one that's facing you and me. He's facing the nations of the world, and his arms are open. It's like he's reaching for you, and he's reaching for me. His arms aren't folded, and he's not turning his back. He's not moving away from us. I believe rather God is moving toward us. How we see God is so powerful because it will really determine how we receive him. And so at City Church, we believe that God is loving, merciful, kind, gracious. He's patient. He's strong. He's fair. And as we see him this way, our position then is one of opening our arms to him because he opens his arms to us. But notice in the story that I was just reading that the initial group of people that were invited to this party made excuses. They let, you know, relationships, business, money, life, and more distract them from the opportunity of being a part of this party. I want to encourage you today, what are you doing with the posture of God? Right now, as you're watching this, as God is reaching out his hands toward you and toward me, no matter if you're a Christ follower or not, you know, maybe you're searching or maybe you're a seasoned Christian, no matter where you're at in your faith, as God is reaching out his hands toward you and toward me, how are you and I responding back to that? How are you and I appropriating that in our own life? Because you and I have a decision to make. And many times when it comes to the broken pieces, you and I can think, man, I don't want God to have my broken pieces, or that God doesn't want my broken pieces. God's only reaching for the good people. God's only reaching for the religious people. He's only reaching for those that are of this or of that, but that's not true. He's reaching for all people, and he's reaching for those that are willing to give him the broken pieces. You know, I want to show you a picture today as I preach this message that I think articulates this thought very clearly and through a childlike heart. About 8 years ago, we were remodeling our old building, and we had a professional painter, an artist, come. And in one of the kids' rooms, he painted four pictures of God or ideas of God for the kids. One of them, he painted a picture of Jesus, and he was reaching down with his hand. And as we saw this, we were all celebrating the artwork that he did, and we had our phones out, and we were ready to take pictures. And my oldest son came in the room, and he began to look at all four of the paintings. And he went over to the painting of Jesus, and he just began to look up, and we had our phones out already, you know, taking pictures and whatnot. And he went over to it, and he looked up, and without, you know, being told to, without being coerced, without any other, you know, leading, he just simply got on his tiptoes and reached up, you know, back to the hand of Jesus. It was like a child, you know, showing us the posture. Even the artist or the painter, he was standing next to him. He began to tear up because he saw this childlike reaction of this painting. And this is a portrait of you and of me. You know, so many times we can look at the arms of Jesus reaching toward us, and we have excuses possibly. We have, you know, concerns. We have different things that come our way, and we just don't want to reach back. But I believe a child shows us many times, yeah, I believe childlike faith that really melts our hearts. And what God wants today, folks, is not our pretense. He doesn't want our performance. He really doesn't want, you know, necessarily our bravado. What he wants is just a humility. He wants us to reach back and say, here I am, Jesus. Will you just take me? I'm yours. And as you see that picture, I want to ask you today, as God is reaching for you, will you simply reach back for him? You know, will you give him your marriage? Will you give him your parenting, your finance? You know, maybe your fears, your worries right now as we are facing this unprecedented pandemic. Will you give Jesus, you know, what you have, whatever that is? If it's the broken marriage, if it's the broken relationships, the broken body, or the broken thoughts, the broken finances, will you give it to him? That's what he's wanting today. Because in this story, we see this idea of Jesus articulating the heart of God in this passage of who he's reaching for. He's not reaching for those that think they have it together. He's really reaching for people that know they don't have it together. He's reaching for people that are shattered in broken pieces. And yet there's something about Jesus that puts us back together again. So who are the broken pieces, and how are they articulated in this story? I want you to see in verse 21, 22, and 23, I believe Jesus breaks this down for us. And I want to do the same for you and for me. First, Jesus says, as he's relaying the story, that this master said, go into the streets and the alleys. So notice he said, you know, go to those places that you didn't go to before. So this wasn't necessarily the first choice of people. I love the grace of God. I may not have been his first choice, but man, I said yes, and I believe you can too. But notice he said, go in the streets and the alleys, and notice this. And when I say this, I would say, please hear me in totality. I'm not saying this is wrong, but sometimes we think this way. So he didn't say go to the rich. Nothing wrong with the rich. He didn't say go to the famous. Nothing wrong with the famous. He didn't say go to the beautiful or the popular. Nothing wrong with any of these. Sometimes we think that, you know, God likes these people or he wants these type of people. But in this story, we see the broken pieces articulated as this. Go into the streets and the alleys and get the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Notice broken pieces that Jesus was reaching for, and this speaks to you and to me today. Now, when we hear of these four areas of the poor, the crippled, and the blind, and the lame, we know in our community here, we know around the world, that there are individuals that are facing these things physically. They're living through it physically. And I believe, good gospel news that Jesus knows who you are. He knows where you live. And he has the power to touch you no matter what you're facing. If it's poverty, if it's maybe a crippled condition, or maybe physical blindness or being lame, I believe Jesus has the power to touch you and to minister to you with his grace and his mercy right where you're at. And you are loved by God. You are seen by God. You are known by God. And he's reaching for you because he loves you. But I also believe that these four categories can connect to you and to me spiritually. For example, I believe the broken pieces that Jesus is reaching for in the streets and the alleys does appropriate to us in that some of us are poor as such that maybe we're lacking something in our life. Maybe we're lacking romance and love and unity in our marriage. Maybe we're lacking peace in our mind. Maybe we're lacking unity in our family. Maybe we're lacking a joy and just a happiness for other people. Maybe we're lacking faith. Maybe we're lacking, you know, so many things in our life. And the good news is that Jesus is reaching for you and for me, and he doesn't look at our lack as a problem, but he looks at it as an opportunity to show us that he's reaching for the broken pieces. He's a friend of the sinner. And in truth, whether you're a Christ follower or not, there's areas of our life that maybe are not quite in alignment with God. But that's why we have grace and mercy. And he's a friend to the sinner. And he's a friend that is closer than a brother. I'm talking about Jesus today. And no matter what you're lacking in your life, he has the power to meet that need. He has the ability to touch you right where you're at. Then he says the crippled. On a spiritual level, I believe this may mean that maybe some of us are crippled in life. Maybe we're crippled by fear. Maybe we're crippled by anger. We're crippled by greed, unforgiveness, holding grudges, being bitter, or I would say blaming everyone else. Maybe we're crippled by thinking we can't do it when God said we could. Maybe we're crippled, you know, filled with unbelief and skepticism and cynicism. Who knows what? But I think you get the idea. I think many of us are crippled in more ways than maybe we believe. But here's the beautiful thing. No matter what area of our life that we're crippled in, Jesus is reaching for you and he's reaching for me. He's a friend of the sinner. And those broken pieces of being crippled in our lives emotionally or mentally or relationally or whatever it is, he has the power to reach for us. And as we reach back, just like I showed you a minute ago in that picture, as we reach back to God, he has a way of touching us and he pulls us up and he leads us into a greater place. And he is welcoming you and I as he is looking in the streets and the alleys for you and for me. Then he says, those that are blind. You know, this could be true of all of us that if some of us have a 20/20 vision, but really we struggle to see. We struggle to see what God can do in our life. We struggle to see if God can really give us a hope for tomorrow. We struggle to see our family really changed. We struggle to see, can God really do something in me? Can God really touch our city? Can God really touch our nation? Can God really heal me in my past and give me hope for tomorrow? Can God really do what he said he would do? You know, that is a blind issue that maybe we just have a hard time seeing it, and we're going off maybe what we see naturally. But maybe we struggle to see the vision of what God has for us. I want to encourage you today, if you're hopeless, if you feel like you're blind and you can't see it and you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's next, and you feel like that the darkness is overwhelming you, I believe that Jesus is the light of the world. And when he shows up, that darkness has to bow, and he will show you things to come. And he has good things for you. He has a good plan for your life, and he's going to lead you by the still waters. He's going to restore your soul. And if you walk through a valley, even under the shadow of death, you don't have to fear it, because you're walking through it because your God is with you. I'm here to tell you today that if you can't see it, God can see it. And if you'll reach for God, and if you'll give him the broken pieces of your life, and if you understand that God's not wanting your perfection, he's not wanting your performance, he's not wanting your bravado, or he's not wanting how you're better than this person or that person. He just wants you and broken pieces and all. And when you give that to him, man, I believe anything can happen. But he doesn't stop there. One more on this streets and alleys part. Then he says the lame. You know, some of us are lame in that maybe we're lame in our legs or our feet, spiritually speaking. In other words, maybe we feel stuck in life. We feel like we can't move forward. We're just stuck, and we just are stuck at this level of finance. We're stuck in this level of friendship. We're stuck in this level of an attitude or a behavior. Maybe we're stuck in the pattern of addiction or the pattern of illicit behavior. Maybe we're stuck in these attitudes, and they repeat over and over again. And we're just lame. We can't move forward. And we're having a hard time breaking this stuff. Man, I think more people than want to admit are maybe lame in some areas. But the good news is, again, that in this story, Jesus is articulating the heart of the Father. He's not rejecting people. He's accepting people. I'm glad that Jesus doesn't reject people sometimes like church folks do. Don't get mad at me, but sometimes church folks can be mean and reject people and you know, be a brutal judge. But no, Jesus loves us. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that causes you and I to change our life. It's not the wrath of God or the wrath of our neighbor. Come on now, it's the goodness of God. And he's reaching for the broken pieces. And people in general, whether in church or not, can be mean and cruel and judgmental. So please hear me. But God is not like that. God is reaching for you, and he's reaching for me, and he's going into the streets and the alleys, and he's looking for the broken pieces. And if you're poor, crippled, blind, and lame, you have something you can give to God. That's right. You give him that poor place of your life. You give him that crippled place. You give him that blind place. You give him that lame place. You give him that broken piece. You give that to him, and then God can do what you can't do. He's reaching past what we see even in ourselves, and he's seeing something beyond, and that's the grace and the mercy of God. But Jesus goes on further, because in this story that I believe today I'm preaching as broken pieces, he tells that as he got the poor, the blind, the crippled, and the lame, as he got these people, there was still room in the banqueting hall. So the master said, now go out a second time. And notice this. He said, go into the country lanes. This is in your Bibles. He says, go into the country lanes and behind the hedges. This is very interesting to me. And compel them or invite them to come. And then he says, I want my house full. I love the fact that Jesus wants church full. I believe that. I believe that. He wants churches full of people. And we embrace that too. But full of what? Does he want his churches full prideful people or religious people? I'm getting so excited I can't talk. Or you know, arrogant people, or you know, people that think they know it all. You know, what's he wanting? No, he's wanting a church full of broken pieces. He wants a church full of people that just know who they are and who they're not. And that, man, I just need to give God who I am and see God touch them. But what's this mean? The country lanes and behind the hedges. I believe the country lanes for you and for me can really connect to the idea of someone that's outside of the city, someone that's outside of the heart of the city. They're in the rural area. They don't have neighbors really close to them. They're just kind of by themselves. They live outside of the heart of the town. And this speaks to you and I that sometimes there's people that are watching right now, and maybe you feel unseen. Maybe you feel ignored and unnoticed. You're just passed by every day. No one sees you, even on the job. No one sees you. You don't have value. You feel like that no one knows who you are and really sees the potential in you. Here's the good news, that Jesus knows who you are. And whether you feel ignored or unseen, Jesus sees you. He's not ignoring you. Again, he's reaching for you. He's reaching for the broken pieces. He's reaching for those areas that maybe you don't want him to have or that you're embarrassed of. But he's reaching for that. And he's saying, I'm here, and he can do what we can't do. And so when you and I let that area of our life, if we feel like we've been, stepped on or walked over or ignored or, we've been passed by, I want to encourage you, Jesus has not passed you by. He's coming to your house. He's coming right up to your heart. He's coming right up to your mind, and he has something for you, because in this story, he's saying to go into the country lanes, and there he's bringing those people in, and he's bringing you in too. And then he says, go behind the hedges. And it's very important. I can think of a hedge or a bush. And the language here is fascinating. He says, go behind the hedges. Why did he say that? I believe this speaks to us today of those that are possibly hiding behind the hedges. In other words, they're hiding behind shame. They're hiding behind embarrassment. They're hiding behind different aspects of their life, their past, their mistakes. They're hiding behind their current struggle. They don't want people to see it. They're hiding behind the hedges. I think so many times those that are saved or not saved have a tendency to hide behind the hedges. They're hiding behind something. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be exposed. They're protecting themselves at all costs. But the good news is that Jesus does not reject us, and Jesus doesn't he doesn't scoff at us. We don't have to be embarrassed of our stuff, because in Jesus, he has the power to clean our stuff. I have no doubt in my mind there's people today that as you're watching, you feel, you're dealing with shame. You're feeling guilty. You feel like hiding. You're hiding right now in whatever area of your life, and Jesus wants to call you out. He's reaching for the broken pieces. In fact, he sees through the hedges. Come on. He sees exactly where you're at, and he's reaching for you, and he loves you, and he wants to heal you and do miracles in your life. So please today, don't let this idea of I'm not good enough, or I'm a failure, or I'm this, or I'm that, please don't let it block you. He, in this story, he says specifically to go behind the hedges and to pull those people through that are hiding. Get those people that are embarrassed. Get those people that are ashamed. Get those people that feel guilty. Get them, because I want them. Because in Jesus, folks, he is the healer of our soul. There is power. And when you and I give him the broken pieces, he has the power to heal the broken pieces and put them back together like a stained glass window. And when he does it, his light shines through us, and it's a light that's not us, but it's him. And from the cracks and the fractured places of our life, his light shines best. Because in Jesus, I believe we have all we need. There is healing. There's new beginnings. There's hope. There's peace. There's love. There's power. There is so much power in Jesus that there's a story in Matthew chapter 15, verses 25, 26, and 27. There was a mother who was desperate for God. Her daughter was demon-possessed, and she was approaching Jesus. And Jesus, he looked at her, and he called her a dog, basically. And she said, but the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. She was giving her broken pieces to God. And when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, she just kept coming with her broken pieces. And she said, I don't care if I have to get a crumb from the floor. If I can have one crumb of the bread of life, who is Jesus, that's all I need. I'm here to tell you today, no matter what you're facing in your life, all we need is one crumb from the table of Jesus. I believe what our nation needs is just one crumb of this bread And I believe when you and I get this bread, everything changes. Our life can change. It turns around for good. The broken pieces are put back together. And just like that lady got her miracle for her daughter, so can you. There is so much power in Jesus that just with one crumb from him can turn our lives around. So if you find yourself as poor, crippled, blind, and lame, if you find yourself in the country lanes and you feel ignored, unnoticed, stepped over, stepped on, maybe you feel like you're behind the hedges, you're hiding, and you're ashamed and you're embarrassed. If you find yourself in these places today, and you know maybe on the outside you look nice and pretty and handsome and you look all together, but on the inside you know it's not true. Maybe on the outside you look, a hot mess and you're just dealing with life. No matter where you're at today, please hear me. The broken pieces can be healed by God. And Jesus is reaching for the broken pieces. He's reaching for you. He's reaching for me. You know, in closing today, I want to encourage you, if you feel unworthy or ugly, Jesus doesn't see you that way. If you feel like you have done too much wrong and that he cannot save your soul, Jesus doesn't look at you that way. If you feel like that there's no hope for you, there's no turning back for you, and it's just downhill, I'm telling you, Jesus doesn't see it that way for you. Jesus, yes, he sees the brokenness. Yes, you know, make no mistake, we can't hide the brokenness. He sees it exactly how it is. There's no fooling Jesus, so you might as well give it to him. But he sees it, but he's not running from us, he's running to us. I heard one person say, he's not mad at you, but God is mad about you. He wants you more and more. I believe more than we can even understand in our finite mind. And he doesn't want just the good parts, he wants the bad parts too. Or for this message, he wants the broken pieces. He's a friend of sinners. Did you know that the Bible says that Jesus hung out with disreputable sinners in Mark chapter 2. And the Bible says that among those disreputable people were many of his followers. So Jesus isn't looking necessarily for the religious or those that have it all together. I believe he's looking at times for the disreputable. He's looking for the brokenness. He's looking for the pieces of our life that maybe are beyond hope. But when he shows up, he puts them back together like a stained glass, and his light shines through, and something happens that we can't explain. It's the power of God. It's the love of God. It's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God. Taking a broken life and putting it back together again. You know, our country is in a broken place right now. You know, really, we're facing, as I said earlier, we're facing something unprecedented. We've never seen this before, and yet Jesus has the power to touch our broken pieces. Will you reach back to God today? Will you reach back to God, as I showed you earlier in that picture? Will you reach back to God? He's reaching for you. Will you give him your broken pieces, or will you withhold it and try to con God? Because it won't work. You might as well just give him what you got and let Jesus come in. Give him your marriage. Give him your kids. Give him your finance. Give him your body. And just give him you. And say, Jesus, I can't do it anymore, but you can. Maybe you're struggling today with a variety of things, or maybe just one specific thing. But I'm here to tell you today that God has the power to touch you and move in you. He's a friend of sinners. He's a friend that's just closer than a brother, and he has the power to move in you. I'm almost done. I pray that none of us today would make the mistake that an ancient church made in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, Jesus talks about a church that had drifted away from Jesus. And he said about them that they had said out loud, I am rich and I have need of nothing. Nothing wrong with being rich. That's not what he's talking about here. He said, oh, you are poor and blind because you think you have it all. I pray today, no matter if you're in a gated neighborhood or in the ghetto, I pray today if you're in our city or in another part of the world, no matter where you're at in life, your status, your income, no matter what you have or what you don't have, I pray that none of us today would say that I have enough and I'm good. I'm good, God. Yes, I'm okay now. I pray that none of us would ever say that, because they did and Jesus rebuked them. Today, no matter who we are or how much knowledge we have or how much of years of experience we have of serving God, or maybe we just come to it today, we're just starting out or somewhere in the in the middle. I pray today that you would look up to Jesus and you would say, you know what? Maybe you've blessed me with a lot. Maybe you've just kept me alive. Who knows what? But you know, I need more of you. I need more of you, Jesus. I give you my broken pieces. I give you what I got, and I give you all of me, and I'm completely yours. And when we do that, God can do a miracle. What's your broken pieces today? Before I pray for you, what area of your life could Jesus touch? What area of your life could Jesus move in? I know there's many in my life, and I'm sure in your life too. And I pray that today you would hear this message and that you would embrace this idea of Jesus being a friend of the sinner. He's a friend of sinners. And that you would say, you know what, I'm yours, and I give you my life. And no matter what I have or don't have, I give it to you. And I say yes. And when I believe that happens, anything can happen. So right now where you're watching, please bow your head and I believe even more importantly, bow your heart. I want to lead you right now, and you can let us know. You can ask for us to pray for you right now online. You can, you know, just click a button and let us know you received Jesus. Please do that, because we're here for you right now, even in this forum that we're on. But as your head is bowed and heart is bowed, you would say, you know what, Pastor Dave, I've never received Jesus in my life. I've never asked Jesus to come into my heart to be my Savior. And the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you've never done that. Or maybe you would say, you know what, at one point in my life, I did do that. But right now, today, I'm far from God. I've drifted from God. And I need to come back to Him. If you find yourself in one of those two places, I want to ask you right now, just in your heart, maybe even physically, as you're sitting in your kitchen, in your living room, or somewhere else, as your head is bowed and heart is bowed, you say, you know what, PD? Yes, that is me. I've never received Jesus, or I have, but I'm far from God, and I need to come back to Him. If that's you right now, go ahead and raise your hand to heaven or click that button that's on the screen and say, you know what? It's me. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And I believe as you're doing that, and as I pray for you here in a moment, you're crossing the chasm. You're crossing on the bridge of grace, and you're receiving Jesus. And now those broken pieces don't have to be your excuse, but they can be your miracle, and they can be your testimony. Now, others would say, you know, Pastor Dave, my marriage, my attitude, my thoughts, my relationships, whatever it is, if I'm honest, there's broken pieces in them, and I need to give them to Jesus today. I need to give it to you. And you would say, you know what, I need to give it to God, and I want to right now. If that's you today, let us know. You can privately give us a prayer request. You can just say, you know what, that's me. And I know God sees you right where you're at. I'm going to pray for you right now. So just right now, where you're at, just follow me in this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me of my sin. I turn away from wrong. I call on you as my Savior, as my Christ. I give you the broken pieces of my life. I don't withhold them. I don't hide them. I don't pretend they're not there. But rather, I give them freely to you. Heal my life. Use me for your glory. I am yours. In Jesus' name, amen.